The task force backs early release and doubling up of inmates to ease the immediate problem. Building new prisons will help in the long run, but Chairman Peter Benzinger says that's not enough.
It's also an annual cost of $15,000 an inmate to keep a prisoner in prison, and about $300 million once you build the prison itself over time to pay for construction interest. We think we need more prisons, but our recommendations go beyond simple bricks and mortar.
That means work release programs, an expanded statewide probation system, and other alternatives to prison for nonviolent offenders. Those plans were in the package sent to the governor today over the objections of Cook County State's Attorney Rich Daley, who wants to keep criminals behind bars. His colleague on the task force, prison watchdog Mike Mahoney, admits Daley's not the only one who feels that way.
Oh, I think we have to swim upstream of public opinion, but that's the tough aspect of our job, is we've got to convince them that there's a different way to do things, and now is the issue of one of leadership.
State Senator George Sangmeister is one task force member who's optimistic about convincing the voters to see things the task force's way.
Once we convince the public that we are going to put away the offender who commits violent crimes, once they're assured of that, I think some of these other offenses they will understand are good, proper areas for probation and other programs.
Those who remain unconvinced will have an alternative. Rich Daley is promising to bring his plan for stiffer sentencing and more prisons directly to the General Assembly. From the Conrad Hilton, I'm Marge Halperin.